Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? We're taking a look at Knox's final newsletter of 2024. It's packed, as always.
Oh, I bet. It's always exciting to see what they've been up to.
Right. Let's get right into it, then. We've got everything from a farewell to a longtime Knox veteran to insights into what's trending in the job market right now. Plus, an EU ruling that's shaking up some Swedish labor laws. Oh, and even a gym membership discount. You know, for those New Year's resolutions we all love.
Wow, quite a mix. Where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with a little bit of bittersweet news. Helena Sjöström, you know, former vice president at Knox, she's moving on after 9 years with the company.
Yeah, I saw that. Seems like a positive move for her, though. I mean, she's not completely disappearing.
Not at all. She'll be staying connected with Knox, working as a consultant. In fact, the newsletter includes a quote from her. She expresses so much gratitude for her time at Knox. But she's also super excited for her freelance future.
That really speaks to the kind of community Knox has built. It's not just a platform, you know. It's a network where people genuinely support each other's career journeys.
I totally agree. Now let's switch gears a bit. Let's get into some data. Knox has put together their November Insights. It's a really cool look at some key job market trends, what projects are in demand, which clients are really active, and of course, which job roles are just super hot right now. Anything in there particularly stand out to you?
Honestly. What I find fascinating is this really clear shift towards specialized skills. Stuff like AI and sustainable tech. It's like a mirror of what's happening globally, right? Industries everywhere are going through this huge digital transformation. And sustainability, that's a major priority now.
That is such a great point. Makes you think, where does this leave someone like Helena? You know, she's stepping into the freelance world right at this very moment.
Right. You know, I think it points to specializing. Those high-demand fields could be a huge advantage for her. Imagine, with all her experience and network, Helena could be consulting on, say, AI projects, but with a sustainability focus. What a combo.
Wow, yeah. Almost like Knox is gently guiding his members, you know, toward these new opportunities that are emerging. Okay, ready for a topic that might hit a little close to home. As we approach the new year, resolutions, anyone. Well, Knox has something that might help us stick to them.
You talking about the gym membership discount? The one with SATs?
That's the one. Gotta admit, as those holidays get closer, I do start thinking, maybe hitting the gym come January wouldn't be so bad.
I hear you. But you know what I think is really interesting? It's not just the discount itself. It's what it says about Knox.
Yeah.
They're committed to the well-being of their community. It's more than just finding work, right?
Absolutely. And the fact that it applies to both new and existing SATs members, that makes it even better. It's truly inclusive.
You're right. It's not just about attracting new people. It's about taking care of those who are already there, which I think is a really strong message, especially in the freelance world where it's so competitive.
Now, for a topic that's a little more serious, the legal stuff. On October 24th, there was this EU court ruling that's having a big impact on Swedish labor laws. Specifically, it's about the Utherningslagen, the one that covers temporary agency work. So what's the gist here? Why should freelancers even care?
This ruling is a big deal because it clarifies some parts of the law that used to be really ambiguous, parts that directly impact freelancers working through platforms like Knox.
Okay, can you give us like a real-world example? How could this ruling affect someone's freelance work?
Totally. So one of the big issues was defining the client when we talk about temporary work. Was it the platform itself, or was it the end client the freelancer's actually doing the work for? This was confusing, you know, it led to a lot of misclassifications. But this new ruling, it makes things clear. It says the end client, the one the freelancer is directly working for, is considered the client under the law.
Ah, I see. So what does that mean for freelancers on a day-to-day basis? How does it actually change things?
Well, for one, it gives freelancers a stronger legal position, better protections. They have a clearer legal relationship with the end client now, and that can affect things like negotiating contracts, figuring out who's responsible if something goes wrong, and even accessing certain benefits.
This sounds pretty significant. I bet some freelancers are feeling a little overwhelmed trying to sort through all the legal details. Mm-hmm. Has Knox done anything to help them understand all this?
Absolutely. They actually brought in a legal expert, Ingrid Clemensen, to explain it all. She wrote a really detailed article breaking down the ruling in simple terms. Super helpful resource.
That's great to hear. Another example of Knox really going the extra mile to support its community. Okay, moving on from legal stuff to something a bit more future focused.
Yeah.
The newsletter also mentions this CIOCO2 Connect event. Sounds pretty interesting.
Oh, definitely. It's all about the intersection of technology and sustainability, which let's be honest, is a hot topic these days, relevant to everyone, freelancers included.
Right. Knox highlights a presentation by Philip Kahlgren from AI Sweden.
Yeah.
What did he have to say?
Well, his presentation was a real call to action. He emphasized how important AI is in creating a sustainable energy future. And he argued that Sweden, with its surplus of energy and AI expertise, has this unique opportunity to lead the way.
That's powerful. What were some of his key takeaways?
He really stressed the need to optimize how we produce and distribute renewable energy. And he believes AI can be a game changer. Predicting energy demand, managing the stability of the power grid, even developing entirely new forms of renewable energy.
So he's saying AI isn't just about fancy gadgets, it's about tackling real-world issues like climate change.
Exactly. And he stressed collaboration, strategic implementation. It's not just about creating AI, it's about using it wisely, you know, in a way that benefits the environment and the economy.
It's a fascinating perspective. I'm curious to dig into this more. How does he envision this collaboration playing out? Who are the key players in this whole sustainable energy transition? And where do freelancers fit in?
Well, he talked about the need for partnerships, you know, between government agencies, research institutions, energy companies, and of course, the tech sector, and freelancers. They have a unique role to play in all of this.
You know, that leads perfectly into what I wanted to talk about next. It's amazing how this all ties together. I'd love to hear more about how freelancers can really make an impact in this field.
He specifically mentioned the need for AI specialists, people who can work with energy data, build those predictive models, and design smart systems for managing energy. That's where the demand is going to be.
It really does sound like freelancers have a huge opportunity to be at the forefront of this whole green tech revolution, right? So what kind of skills would you say are the most valuable in this space?
Well, obviously, you've got your technical skills, machine learning, data analysis, software development, that kind of stuff. But I think what's becoming more and more important is understanding the energy sector itself. Someone who can bridge that gap between the tech and the real world challenges of, you know, making renewable energy happen.
So it's not just about knowing how to code. It's about understanding the bigger picture, how AI can solve actual energy problems. That's a really interesting perspective. What do you think Kahlgren would say to a freelancer who wants to specialize in this area?
I think he'd say, dive in. Really get to know both AI and the energy sector. Take some courses, maybe. Go to industry events. Network with experts in both fields.
It sounds like Knox could be the perfect platform for freelancers looking to break into this, right? They're all about connecting talent with the right opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. Knox is already a leader in the freelance world, and with their focus on AI and sustainability, it seems like they're in a prime position to support this demand for those specialized skills.
You know, thinking back to those November insights and then hearing Kahlgren's vision, it's like we're seeing two massive forces coming together, the rise of freelance work and this urgent need for sustainable solutions.
Like a perfect storm, right, but in a good way. It creates this amazing opportunity for freelancers, not only to build their careers, but to be part of something bigger, something that matters.
And speaking of being part of something bigger, let's go back to Helena for a moment. It's interesting how her leaving coincides with all these trends we're talking about. Do you think this shift towards freelance work, is it driven by people wanting more purpose in their work, more impact?
I think that's definitely part of it. A lot of freelancers love the flexibility, the autonomy, but they also want to work on things they care about. Projects that align with their values. And, well, sustainability is becoming a core value for a lot of people these days.
It does make you wonder about Helena's decision. Did she go freelance because she wanted to use her skills to make a difference? Maybe she sees this opportunity in the sustainable energy transition.
Could be. It speaks to this bigger trend, right? People wanting purpose-driven careers. They want their work to matter. And freelancing, with all its freedom and independence, it makes it easier to go after that.
That's really inspiring. And it feels like Knox is playing a part in all this. By creating this community of talented people, promoting things like sustainability, they're enabling this shift towards more meaningful work. It's not just about matching skills and projects anymore. It's about helping people connect with their passions and contribute to something bigger.
Yes. It makes me think about that SATS gym discount again. Might seem like a small thing, but it shows that Knox cares about the whole person, not just the work they do.
Right. It's about creating an environment where freelancers can thrive in every part of their lives. And that's a powerful message in today's world, where work can be so demanding. It's like Knox is saying, we care about you, the whole you.
Totally. That kind of support can be incredibly motivating. It gives freelancers the freedom to focus on what they do best, knowing there's a community that's got their back.
Now, before we get too carried away with all the positive stuff, let's remember those legal challenges freelancers face.
Yeah.
Especially with this new EU ruling we talked about. What advice would you give to freelancers who are feeling a bit lost in all the legalese?
First of all, don't freak out. It's totally normal to feel overwhelmed. Legal stuff can be a lot. But remember, there's help out there, resources to guide you through it.
And Knox seems to be doing a great job providing those resources, like that article from Ingrid Clemenson.
Exactly. Use the resources platforms like Knox offer, talk to legal experts if you need to, and stay up to date on any changes to labor laws that might affect you.
Knowledge is power, as they say, especially when it comes to legal stuff. By staying informed, freelancers can protect themselves, make sure they're doing everything by the book.
Definitely. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Reach out to your network, find legal professionals, and just get clarification when you need it. It's okay to not understand everything. The more you learn, the more confident you'll be as a freelancer.
Good reminder. It's easy to feel isolated as a freelancer, but there's this whole community out there ready to support you. And platforms like Knox, they're doing a lot to create that sense of community.
Speaking of community, remember that final question we had about AI's role in the sustainable energy transition? How will that impact what kind of projects and skills are in demand?
Oh, right. We've talked about the exciting possibilities, the chance for freelancers to really make a difference in this field. But let's get practical. What can freelancers actually do to prepare for this future?
I think the first step is simple. Stay informed. Keep up with the latest in both AI and the energy sector. Read industry publications, go to webinars, follow the experts online, and join those online communities where they're talking about this stuff.
So continuous learning is key. But beyond just staying informed, what specific skills should freelancers focus on developing?
I think we'll see a huge need for people who can analyze and understand energy data, develop AI models to predict and optimize energy use, and design those intelligent systems for managing renewable energy sources.
So again, it's not just about the coding. It's about applying AI to solve real energy problems. You need those technical skills, the knowledge of the field, and a real passion for sustainability.
Exactly. And don't forget about those soft skills, things like communication, collaboration, problem solving. You're going to need those to work effectively in teams and to explain complex ideas to people who aren't technical experts.
So the ideal freelancer of the future is someone who can bridge the gap between technology and sustainability. Someone who can talk to both engineers and environmentalists.
Exactly. They need to be adaptable, curious, and ready to tackle the challenges and opportunities of this field that's constantly changing.
And with Knox focused on connecting talent with opportunities in these cutting-edge areas, it seems like the perfect platform to launch that journey into this exciting new world.
Definitely. Knox is building a space where freelancers can find work that matters and connect with others who share their passion for innovation and sustainability. It's a powerful combination.
It's amazing, right? All these different pieces. Helena's new adventure, the job market trends, those legal changes, AI and sustainability. It all comes together to give us a glimpse of where the freelance world is headed.
It's like Knox put this newsletter together, not just to inform people, but to kind of nudge them, you know? Towards this exciting future.
You're right. It's like a roadmap, highlighting the skills that'll be in demand, the opportunities, even the challenges that freelancers might face.
And by showing their own commitment to sustainability and community, Knox is putting themselves out there as a leader in this whole new landscape.
Exactly. They're not just following trends, they're shaping them.
Which is pretty smart, especially with how fast the working world is changing.
Now, before we wrap things up, let's go back to something you mentioned earlier. The importance of continuous learning for freelancers.
Oh, yeah. That's huge. The world's changing so fast with all the new technology and the market demands. You gotta stay ahead of the curve.
True. But there's so much information out there. Where do you even begin? What advice would you give to freelancers who want to learn but feel overwhelmed?
Be strategic. Focus on things that actually interest you, things that align with your career goals. That's key.
So, for instance, if you're passionate about AI and sustainability, you'd focus on, what, data analysis, machine learning, energy modeling.
Exactly. And don't just stick to the traditional ways of learning, like courses. Get involved in online communities, go to industry events, take on projects that push you to learn new stuff.
Be proactive. take charge of your own development.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to experiment a little. Step outside your comfort zone. The freelance world loves people who can adapt and take on new challenges.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. This deep dive into Knox's November newsletter, it's been quite a journey. We've learned a lot about the company, but also about the bigger forces that are shaping the future of freelancing.
We covered so much. Individual career changes, huge technological shifts, legal developments.
And we saw how Knox, with its focus on community, sustainability, and growth, is really becoming a guiding force in this whole dynamic world.
We hope this deep dive gave you some valuable insights and maybe even some inspiration for your own freelance journey.
As we head into 2025, remember, the future is full of possibilities. Embrace the challenges, grab those opportunities, and never stop learning.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Knox. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep making your mark on the world.